Working here in the Barnett Shale requires that you have the best equipment available, because every job counts. Put Energy Weld Fab to work on your next project. Energy Weld Fab manufactures oil and gas production equipment, as well as fabrication of custom vessels, piping, and structural steel. The Energy Weld Fab sales staff has a wealth of knowledge working here in the state of Texas and other regions, as some of their biggest clients are folks like EOG, Chesapeake, Quicksilver, and XTO. Call Mike Clements at Energy Weld Fab's team today with your questions and ordering information at 903-297-2500. That's 903-297-2500. Energy Weld Fab is your number one choice for oil field and production equipment, because they understand that every job counts. That's Energy Weld Fab at 903-297-2500.
Hi, I'm Dale Behan, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Western Company of Texas. You're in the oil and gas business. You know how important it is to transfer water efficiently and timely to your completion job. That's where the Western Company of Texas can step in and be your partner. We've earned the reputation here in the Barnett Shale as a premier water transfer company because of our dedication to quality and service. We have the largest inventory of irrigation pipe and transfer pumps available to fit any and all of your water transfer needs. Plus, we can work with your team to secure water as well as rights of way. And finally, I can promise you that we will always be ready to go 24/7. So give us a call at 940-648-3434. That's 940-648-3434. We have locations in Cleveland, Fort Worth, Ponder, Hyco, and Weatherford. Give our dedicated water transfer team a call at 940-648-3434. The Western Company of Texas, the guys with the green pumps.
It's the show you don't want to miss. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show and the fastest hour in radio. And the holidays are here. I can't believe it. And I can't think of a better person to catch up with than one of my favorite guys in the whole wide world, Major League Baseball writer and author Fran Zimnick, to retrieve his thoughts on his Philadelphia Phillies. I know we're late. October has come and gone. But I'm like, we got to make a date with Fran and we got to catch up with him. How are you, Fran Zimnick?
I'm just fine, Big E. How are you doing?
Well, it's survival of the fittest at the Campbell household these days. My mind is on a swivel between NBA, college football, now getting ready for college basketball. It's a little crazy, but it's fun. You know, that's just all part of, you know, the price you pay.
Good things happen to good people, and you're the best.
Well, you sound like Tina Turner, simply the best, right?
Well, I'd look a little better, but...
Okay, we'll move right along our conversation, that is. Let's talk about your Philadelphia Phillies. My goodness gracious, what a year they had. And Jimmy Rollins and center fielder Shane Victorino, although they didn't win the World Series ring, they did, however, pick up something special, because Jimmy Rollins, he became the first Phillies player since Mike Schmidt to win three consecutive Gold Gloves. I know he had kind of a rough year, but defensively he was sweet.
Well, he never lets his offense interfere with it. He did have a tough year at the plate, but, you know, he won a big game in the postseason with his bat, and he's just a solid ball player. He's been around for a long time now, and it'll be interesting to see what happens, because he has one more year left on his contract, and who knows what's going to happen after that.
What about Shane Victorino? What can you tell us about him? Because obviously him coming up with some nice post-year awards.
One of the best Rule 5 signees a team ever had. He really has been a great ball player, and you know, a real catalyst for the team, especially with Rollins not hitting well at the top of the order for the whole season. Victorino was just a great ball player offensively and defensively.
Well, it was nice to see that consistency. Hey, we are going one-on-one with Fran Zimnick. That's right. We got to talk a little Major League Baseball. I know it's the holiday season, but we always want to catch up on your Phillies. And they had truly an amazing run, another terrific year by the Phillies. And they were so close to winning it all. What was your take on that as you've had a chance to kind of reflect on it all?
Well, you know, they'd like to break my heart, but I'll tell you what. For most of my lifetime, they've been a second division team. And to get to the World Series 2 years in a row and to the playoffs 3 years in a row, you know, this is, it doesn't get much better than this. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, they lost to a better team. The Yankees were just a better team. They played better. They always say good pitching stops good hitting, and the Yankees outpitched the Phillies.
It's true, but also the thing that comes to my mind, and I know that we've had this conversation before when you've been on, just the leadership. I mean, the manager, Charlie Manuel, he has been so effective with being able to reach inside the guys' hearts and minds and motivate them and just, you know, to get it done some way, somehow.
Well, at the end of the day, he's just basically one of them. I mean, when he has to lay the smack down on them, he does.
Yeah, good point.
If you just show up on time and give it everything you've got, and, you know, he's with you, and he'll never take you out in public, you know, to the press or anything. If you can't play for Charlie Manuel, you can't play for anyone. He's just a great manager and a great guy. And, you know, it's funny because of that, the drawl and his inability to be a really clear, concise speaker, people kind of underestimate him. And you know what? One of the things I've learned in life, E, is it's good to have people underestimate you.
It is. Hey, Fran Zimnick is along with us this weekend on the Big East Sports Show. We've got to recognize our top corporate sponsor. That is the friendly folks at Western Company of Texas. And you can log on to their website or click onto it at our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. And join us on Twitter. I'm a Twittering gal these days. Twitter/eradiosports. Fran, I haven't looked you up. Are you on Twitter too these days?
No, ma'am. I don't do that. I do Facebook.
Facebook, that's those long, drippy blogs. I'm just not into that. That takes up too much of my time.
I'm not a big believer in it, but I check it once a day just in case. And you get to see nice pictures of pretty girls you've known during your life.
Well, hopefully you post some nice pictures of those handsome young boys that you've raised, right?
Well, my son has his own because he's in a rock band that's doing quite well, but I just have two not horrible pictures of me on there, and that's about it.
Well, my producer, Michael Garcia, his eyes are lighting up because he's into that whole rock scene, too. Okay, so let's talk about as far as the Phillies in the offseason. I'm not looking at they're going to have any major overhauls. They just need to tweak some things, don't they?
Well, you know what? They already decided that Pedro Feliz won't be back at third base.
And saw that.
He's a great fielder, and he hit .260 with a dozen home runs. I don't know what more they want. I don't know how they can upgrade there. I don't think Pedro will be back because it probably went too much money. They need one or two more starting pitchers, in all honesty, and I think they really need help in the bullpen because the bullpen was a real concern this year.
It was, but let's go back to your right-handed pitcher talking about Pedro Martinez. He filed for free agency. Not a whole lot has been said about his future. I mean, what do you think his state of mind is? I know he had the shoulder operation, a few years back, but he's pretty much pain-free, isn't he? He's 38 years old. He wants to continue to play.
He was a fantastic person on the team. He showed up with a great attitude. He was a leader. He went 5-1 down the stretch. He won a couple of playoff games. He just was a great, great addition. I don't know. If I was the general manager, I would consider bringing him back. But the problem is, if he breaks down, then you commit all that money to him. So I think they're going to probably go for someone younger. But I'll tell you what. I think Pedro is a first-ballot Hall of Famer. And I just had a blast watching him pitch and listening to his interviews. He's hysterical.
Okay, now the guy, did you feel a little bit melancholy about that Brett Myers is going to be moving on, the right-handed pitcher? I mean, he was there 8 years in Philly.
Yeah, you know what? He took the ball and he did the best he could. He was never one of my favorites, but he was a good pitcher, and I think, I hope he does well because he paid his dues. He's had a couple of injuries that he's fought through, and I have a lot of respect for the guy, and I guess I am feeling a little melancholy about it, but I think we can definitely upgrade there.
All righty. Fran Zimnick is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. I've had him featured on my program many, many times. That's because he is a prolific author. He just continues to whip out these books. The new book that you got coming out, and it's going to be released in February, and Fran says it's his best book yet. So let me tell you, you want to get your paws on this thing. It is titled Fireman, The Evolution of the Closer in Baseball. Okay, tell me, what was the inspiration behind this one?
The foreword was written by Lee Smith and whatnot, so it's just a fun book, and the reason for it was I was looking for a new book to write, and when I watch baseball, it's from the perspective of the pitcher's mound, and I've been trying to get a book together from the pitcher's point of view for a while, and it just seemed to me one of the biggest changes in baseball in the last generation has been how we now have the one-inning close, and all the strategy in baseball now is geared towards the bullpen, and it didn't used to be that way. So I decided through a historical treatment, of how relief pitching has changed throughout the years. I got some incredible interviews and whatnot, and I'm just thrilled with it. It was a fun, interesting book to research and write, and can hardly wait till February when it comes out.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, your publisher is Triumph Books, which that's huge. That's part of Random House. Now, you had just mentioned you had interviews with managers, also with coaches and pitchers who have lived the changes themselves, correct?
It was fantastic. I mean, you know, Lee Smith, Dennis Eckersley, Goose Gossage. Then you go back to another generation with people like Elroy Face and Jack Balchin. And I spoke to some executives like Fred Clair and Pat Gillick and Jim Fregosi, who's been a manager for quite some time, some pitching coaches, Fergie Jenkins. Just got some tremendous perspective, even going back to the 50s when I talked to Carl Erskine, the former Brooklyn Dodger pitcher.
Wow.
You know, a guy who relieved as well as started. So it's kind of neat to hear the perspectives of the people, of the combatants who were, you know, who were in there as all these changes have gone on.
Did you say that you talked to some of the contemporary players, too? I know you talked to players from the past, but what about some of the players from today's game?
Well, not so much today's game right now. I mean, I talked to people, like I said, Eckersley and Gossage, you know, people maybe from 10 years ago who really influenced the game and brought us to where we are today.
Very good. Fran Zimnick has been along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, and definitely we want to pick up a copy of this book. It's going to be coming out in February. We wanted to give a little bit of a sneak peek. It is titled Fireman. How long is the book?
It's around 270 pages.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of history here involved and a lot of changes and a lot of different things to discuss. Because the strategy of the entire game is now dictated by the bullpen, and it really affects so much, and that's why I liked about it so much. We can talk about strategy and, you know, who some of the groundbreakers were out of the bullpen and how it changed from day one till now, and it's just amazing the differences. It's amazing the differences we've seen from the 70s until now.
Absolutely. Well, Fran, we are running flat out of time. We appreciate you coming on, and we will catch up with you after the holiday season. Don't eat too much turkey this weekend, okay?
Hey, listen, Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving now. I'd like to talk to you.
Hey, my thing is, in Texas, we love to eat those deep-fried turkeys. You ever had one?
I've never had one of them. You should send me one.
Oh, my soul. You have got to, yeah, you got to go get a deep fryer and go put in one of those turkeys. You and your boys would enjoy that.
That sounds good.
Okay, come on down to Texas, Fran.
Tell me when.
We'll take care of you. Okay, very good. Fran Zimnick's been along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, and we will definitely catch up with him after the first of the year. Fran, take care and God bless.
Thank you. You too, E.
We'll be right back with much more here in just a moment.
The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger as we bring you the 2009 NFL and college football season in style. We've got you covered with game insight, opinion, and football expertise featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason
Peter. There is no bigger honor than to go into the professional Hall of Fame or college Hall of Fame.
Each week, the Big E Sports Show will take you under the helmet to bring you the latest talk on the 2009 season of college and pro football.
Is there maximum effort out there? Because that's one thing you don't have to be talented at. You don't need talent to try hard. And that's the thing that I'm looking for out of them this year.
Under the Helmet with Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell. Premiering September 5th on the Big E Sports Show.